You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Yo, we got a new intro. Big ups to Jack Inslee, making it happen over there in the production booth. We are on the line with Ben Flanner, and today we're chatting about tools. So, Ben, rein us in a little bit. What kind of tools are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I thought it would be a great week to talk about a couple improvisations and some tools that we use. We're, you know, at the farm, we're constantly testing new tools, and we're always looking for ways to sort of well, just to make our lives a little bit easier, make our jobs a little bit easier, figure out some sort of very simple contraption that can help us with that. So one thing I was working on this week that is kind of fun is a greens dryer. And the best way to dry greens is with a centripetal sort of a motion, like a spinning motion, but it also needs to be gentle. And large scale, you know, with the scale that we do of greens, even the ones that you can get at restaurant supply stores cost many hundreds of dollars, and they're not so huge, so it'd be lots of different sort of like handfuls or binfuls into it, and it would be a significant bottleneck in our process when we're harvesting our big loads of salad greens. So one way to deal with that is to improvise a washing machine.
Okay.
And this has been done by some other farmers in the past. There's some photos, and you know, if you talk to some folks from around the Northeast, it's definitely been done before. You can essentially take apart, strip down a washing machine with simplest components, and get your hands on a used one, hopefully for a decent price. And then you just run it on the rinse cycle for not very long, just maybe 30 seconds or a minute, and then it spins, obviously, and spins out some of the moisture on the leaves.
Wait. An actual washing machine for washing greens. That's what you're telling me.
But we're not washing them. We've already washed them at this point, or we've dunked them just to get some of the dirt off of them, and we are trying to get the moisture off of them to dry them.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so it spins. So that's an improvisation. we also, in the winter, we had built another sort of a test of a dryer made out of four upside-down or aimed-upwards box fans with a cedar frame around it. And that was actually from a diagram that a friend had sent me from Westchester. And we actually didn't have as good a luck with that because it just wasn't strong enough force. Those fans, even when they were on high, it wasn't enough of a force to really dry out those greens in a quick, short amount of time.
Wow, interesting.
So then we went in the washing machine model, and we're going to still continue experimenting with it. There's different ways you can design the hopper and make it so you can get it in and out real quickly.
Yeah, I have to imagine that at the like in an industrial production, I'm sure there's some like big fancy machine that they're using, but hard to find a balance between something that's going to be quick and aggressive enough, but maintain, you know, but gentle enough to not harm or bruise the greens.
Exactly. Yep. And you need to get that moisture off of them for their lifespan to make them so they last longer on the shelf or in the walk-in.
Awesome.
And then another tool. Oh, I was just going to say another tool that we I just ordered one this week is called a tilter. And this will be my first experimentation with it. But it's a pretty clever tool. It's basically like a mini rototiller. It's made for farms about our size, maybe a couple more acres larger, etc. For like a sort of like a gentle last stage when you're preparing baby greens beds, and it runs on a cordless drill. So the cordless drill battery provides the power and also the motor to run the piece of machine, and then you walk along with it, and it's like a mini rototiller that's basically churning up the soil just like 2 inches deep, and you can use it to turn in small plants and roots also makes the soil nice and consistent, and you can also use it to add moderate amounts of amendment to get that to get stuff into the soil about 2 inches deep.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking some time to give us some pro tip on the tool front, and we look forward to checking in with you again next week.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.